Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I
welcome to Pop Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Sunday, October 9th, 2011.
We were on a week hiatus.
A little bit. You didn't say the episode number. You fucked up.
I was just getting ready to.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
This sounds weird. It does. We're going to turn this up a little bit.
Episode 388.
There we go. Is that better?
Yeah.
A little bit.
We're recording on the beach, guys.
Right.
We're friends on the beach
right now.
Or the burbs.
So, yeah, it's been a little bit over a week since we recorded, right?
Yep.
We recorded last Thursday. No.
No.
Thursday before.
No, it was Thursday.
Thursday before last, so it's almost been a week and a half.
It was the Thursday before our tea party.
Oh, the tea party was fun.
Party was awesome.
Are we going to talk about that now?
Sure.
Or do we need to talk? What have everybody been up to?
Well,
if we talk about what we've been doing, it's going to be on the next show.
We start with the tea party.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's recap.
So the tea party. Go ahead.
Tea party was awesome.
You can give us a call at 206-94-3685.
Are we calling your work again? No, it was awesome.
Our tea party was actually a big success, I think.
It was. There was really good food. Mm-hmm. There was really good people. And there was really good hats.
Yes. Our hats were awesome.
I have to admit, though, that I'm glad that we ended up not doing on the roof. Uh-huh. Even though we thought the weather was going to be really cold and shitty, and it ended up being a beautiful
day. Extremely nice.
When we went up there with our cocktails, it was really fucking hot.
Right.
All that heat reflecting off of that great, shiny roof.
Yeah, I had to roll up my pants.
You had to pull up your skirt.
I had to pull up my knickers.
So you guys, we all had our Sunday's Best. Is that what they're called? Or Sunday's Best
say
hats.
Something hats.
What's wrong?
Am I talking the right side of the microphone?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It just it sounds really weird to me. So.
I don't know what's going on.
Here's hoping y'all don't think it sounds odd.
Why can't we hear Waylon? You can't hear him.
But yeah,
Bill.
Everyone loves fucking Bill.
Except for it's me. Way.
That's right. No, so I think pretty much everyone.
Good one, Brian.
What show are we?
Speaking of that,
oh.
How long did it take them to edit and put up a show? They've done a live show and recorded a show, and yet nothing has been.
Oh, it'll be 3 months.
They are Californians.
Yeah,
it takes them a while, and as you know in your experience with work,
yes,
Californians are slow.
So the tea party, everyone who said they were going to come came.
We had what, 12 people?
Was it more than that?
I thought it was
maybe.
More.
I don't know.
Can we say names?
Yeah.
So there was the three of
us. Oh, wait. Before we say names, y'all, we had Noah from PNS Explosion come to our tea party.
For like a hot 2 seconds.
No. But
he was busy.
But you know what I love about that?
That
though?
Was nice.
He came all in his little hipster hair.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He brought his own bottle of champagne. No, Prosecco.
He shared it with everybody.
That's did he share it? I thought he drank it all himself.
Mm-mm. He shared it all.
Oh,
he shared it.
I was talking to somebody in the kitchen.
You can say it, Rob. It's okay.
Yeah, for a while.
Nice guy.
For a while.
Moving on.
No, I just was like, really? Come on. I want to go out into the living room and talk. And
you could have went out there. He would have followed you.
No, he wouldn't.
Like a puppy.
No.
No, so, so we had some good food. Yeah, we're on the bus now, y'all.
My pager's going off.
We did have some awesome food and some awesome drinks.
And some good little, and some sweet things that you made. And Lauren made little Sprite cupcakes.
Y'all, on Friday, it was on Sunday. So Saturday night, I got home. Finally, after the grocery store, it was like 8:30, and I was like, okay, I'm going to make my shit. It was awful. It was horrendous. Shit didn't work out.
Your
I had to throw it
really
all
good.
Away.
No, those butter bars?
Those
yeah.
Those were
But no,
good.
I had to redo those.
He was not not only was he not stressed with our personal friendship drama that was going on that day, at the same time on the same call with him was, oh my God, what kind of pan do I put this in? I just use it. I'm like, okay, do you have this? Try this.
Deep breath.
Yeah, y'all, we had some personal friendship issues,
you know,
that have been going on.
That normally happens in every circle.
Yeah.
Where
and the circle just gets smaller.
Well,
no, we found a replacement.
Yeah, that's the first thing he said. Mark listens. Mark, he
yes.
He thinks
oh
Mark,
yeah. Mark is our replacement.
He thinks,
oh, okay.
He thinks Mark should be the replacement.
Yes. Yes. And I love, it's so funny. I love how everyone lives up north, like in that neighborhood within mm-hmm. like a 5 to 10 block radius. And you're the only one that was like, I'm down here.
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
We didn't get home until 2:30.
Last night?
Yes.
Yeah, because it took us an hour to drop you all off.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
We'll talk
was
about
the traffic
we'll,
bad?
We'll talk about what we did last night on the next show.
No, it was just the distance. But it wasn't bad. It was just, we were shocked when we parked. We're like, it is 2:30. We were in the car at 1:30 as we were taking Ricky home.
Jesus.
No, but yeah, everyone
that's
had a good time. I was mm-hmm. really surprised that almost everyone actually created a hat.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
A couple people did kind of, you know, they had
brought
some,
their own.
Had some fun hats, but they weren't mm-hmm. like, you know, as
oh Omar yeah, showed up
crazy as ours.
Omar with a big old purple
oh,
cock on his head.
Girl,
I love Omar.
I like me some Omar.
Isn't he funny?
Not only is he cute,
he's
but
fucking
he
cute.
Is hilarious.
He's fun.
Oh,
I don't know if he remembers, but we met each other at your birthday when mm-hmm. you were here to visit.
Yeah, you need to spice up a party. Just invite Omar.
Right.
There won't
it's called
be a,
the Omar party.
There won't be a silent.
It'll we'll call
be,
it the O
be,
party.
It'll be in the Wayland's pants.
Better be my pants.
No, I mean, what?
You're single, so yeah.
But yeah, everybody came. We all brought food. Waylon made
some really good
some tea.
Like tea. No, it was Arnold Palmer. Like
yeah.
with vodka.
Yeah, everyone loved it, but it was so cheap and easy. Please share the recipe, Waylon.
What recipe? It literally is I took brewed iced tea and mixed
Lipton.
It with
Lipton.
Frozen lemonade and dumped vodka in it until I thought it looked good.
And tasted delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was delicious. I wish we would have had like a 50-gallon container of it, though.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been fun.
You know, that was
how
like,
big was
you
that?
Know how
it was
much
over
it was?
2 gallons.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah. We all drank over 2 gallons.
Because it was like
show.
Over...
Oh, because each container that you had was
a gallon,
gallon, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
We drank two
yeah.
gallons of liquid. And almost an entire bottle of the giant Svedka.
Svedka, yeah, from vodka.
I wonder what
Costco.
That would taste like if you put lemon vodka in it.
Oh, I
or lime.
I wanted to, but I couldn't find it at Costco. And...
We also should have like sliced lemons in there, too.
Or lemon and lime.
Yeah,
that
I brought
would have been good.
I brought enough to try to remember.
That's next year's tea party.
We've learned.
We need to make this an annual event.
Yes.
Yes.
I
and speaking
or
of
semi-annual.
Annual, speaking of annual events.
Semi-annual my ass. Next
semi.
Time it's doing... We'll go back and forth from homes because...
Yeah.
Do bringing all that stuff twice a year? No.
No.
Once a year? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, no.
Since you guys have an established apartment with some space and everything set up and everything like that, we started here. But we're getting our shit down.
Oh.
We're getting our shit put in place.
My. Well, now, Ricky.
Okay. Well, it better be on a weekend.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't work.
Oh.
You don't.
Sad Waylon.
Whatever.
I enjoyed that the favorite food of the tea party was my just in case appetizer, which was
it was so good.
Ritz cracker, everyone, with a little sour or cream cheese
mm-hmm.
topped with a dollop of jalapeno jelly.
It was so good. And your mom made the jelly.
My mom did make the jelly. Yeah.
Which was kind of weird to see clear jelly. I've never seen like actually clear jelly. But I liked it.
Said it all starts that way.
I know, but...
But he's never seen it.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Except for apple jelly. I've seen it, like, kind of clear.
Mm-hmm. But no, that was a good time.
I really loved it.
I was shocked how long it went
on. Do we
on.
Have pictures up yet?
No. Kevin.
They're actually on my computer, too. I could probably post them,
true.
But I don't want
to
step over
to.
Somebody's toes.
Yeah, we need to get him on that.
Mm-hmm. There were some really good pictures taken of us.
There were some amazing pictures.
Yeah.
Waylon showed up as Gladys.
Yes, he did.
I mean, if you have a Red Hat Lady outfit in your closet and you're having a tea party with the biggest, gayest, Christmas-themed
hat ever,
white, purple, and pink hat, you got to dress like a Red Hat Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
The party lasted from 10 or 2 to like 10:30, 11, somewhere.
10 or 11, yeah. And then, awesome. See, your hat was very fall fest. I called mine winter opulence.
We called mine awesome autumn bottom, right?
Awesome autumn bottom.
Remember? Is that what we called it? Awesome autumn bottom.
Awesome autumn bottom. Yeah, you had a couple.
Which makes me want a blooming onion really bad.
Oh, that's it. Really I thought you were going to say, oh, that kind of makes me really want a bottom real bad. I was like, oh, yes. Yeah, so you were very autumn. I mean, crazy.
Oh, we also had your summer sausage.
Yes, we had summer sausage and cheese.
And then James Bradley's hat was, of course, everyone.
Nebraska.
And it
you
was
take a picture.
Dude,
of it.
Mine was. I liked mine a lot. Mine was educational.
It was so educational.
But I liked mine a lot.
Did you notice that when he did his education things, he kind of did his volleyball or beach ball thing too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, because my hat was so big, I couldn't. I'm like, I had to reach over here.
But yeah, so the tea party was a success. However, it's probably a good segue into the next thing, which it did not start. The day did not start as well for Mr. Ricky.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Crucial. So around 5 in the morning on Sunday. Oh, excuse me. I got a call from my mom that my stepdad had passed away, which was the same day as the tea party. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a bummer. And you know, the tea party still went on, and I'm kind of glad it did, because if it did not go on, I think I would have been a hot mess that day. Because it started as a hot mess. Like, when I had to go to the grocery store, I walked all the way to the grocery store, I was crying the whole way. And then it didn't help that I got a fucking nasty-ass text message either.
No! Oh, lordy.
Should I even publicly... Oh, what happened? Oh.
No.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Welcome to 82389.
The ghost of your stepmother says, no! You will not talk about me on your show.
So I had to leave and go to Virginia that Monday.
To the back country.
Yeah. To the real country. Where I forget how to spell Shaw.
Yeah, that was nice of you. I always laugh when people do that, but at the same time you want to smack them.
Right.
It's like, you know what I fucking meant.
Because I did the same thing to you. Remember?
Yes.
When Katniss and catnip.
Yes.
And bitch went off.
Because that's her nickname in the book.
So I had to go to Virginia and be with my mom and my sister. It's very difficult to leave your mom crying. You know, mm-hmm. She cried all week long, and then I had to leave her crying. So, it kind of sucked. I mean, the whole thing sucks. Death sucks. But then I also got to meet, like, cousins and stuff that I have never met before. That was interesting.
Funerals in my family go back and forth from. It's really sad and depressing. But it's the one time that you can actually get your family together.
Right.
So they end up turning into...
Remember when?
Really fun mm-hmm. time.
I think the cutest thing that was said the whole time is my 6-year-old nephew. He goes... Or his dad told him... You know, Dewey passed away. You know, he died. He's no longer going to be here anymore. So he went up to his grandma, my mom, and was like, it's okay. He just passed out. He'll be back. Which made my mom laugh. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. that's kind of cute. You know, a 6-year-old doesn't know. And neither really did my 8-year-old nephew know. I mean, they were there at, like, the viewing and stuff, but they're like, oh, he's sleeping, you know, he just looked the same, so.
Well, I think my family really didn't let me, well, I don't know if too many people died when I was young, because I don't think my first funeral was until my teens.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have my first one until my grandfather died, and I was, like, 13, maybe.
Mine was when I was 5. It was my brother.
Yeah, mine was with a great... uncle.
Not to be like, what's her face? Like, oh, yeah, I know I live on the moon.
Yeah. My card's red, yours is blue, but I'm my ginger purple.
But I don't ever remember meeting this great uncle, but he was gay.
Oh, okay. And so he was fabulous.
Hi. I don't. Well, he was dead. I don't know.
He looked fabulous.
Well, he looked just like my dead grandpa. Oh. But they, it was really interesting. I remember the experience of his partner. It was in a small town in Indiana, like at a trailer park kind of town. And when we're walking,
I love a trailer park kind of town.
And when we were walking to the funeral parlor, you heard this man wailing and crying.
Not wailing.
No, because he was. This was the first time. It was the first night in the last, I think it was like 60 years that he'd ever spent alone.
Oh my God.
They met when they were in the military overseas together. Oh. And then they came back and took care of one of their friend's mothers because he was killed overseas. And so they took care of his mother. They fell in love. All of that kind of stuff. Throughout the entire wedding, funeral, damn. I was expecting him to sit up in his coffin at any second and be like, "Stop spreading the news. I'm leaving today." I have no idea why, but I just thought that he was going to pop up and start singing show tunes.
Well, that's kind of sad.
It was. And it was also just sad, too, since it was a small-minded town, a pastor who did not know him at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, did not have the most...
oh, was he rude?
Nice things to say when trying to do, you know, a eulogy for someone you don't know and he's gay and you don't agree with gay people, especially going to heaven and all that kind of stuff. So there were borderline offensive things.
Well, I have to talk... Like, my stepdad's funeral, like, the service before you go to the funeral home or to the gravesite.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Okay, we're supposed to be there either celebrating or mourning a person that has passed away. We are not there to be saved. We're not there to be pulled into the Christian army. I was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, bo.
And it was great because my aunt... well, she's really not my aunt because my uncle and her aren't married, but they've been together for like forever and a day. She pulled me to the side. She goes, "Was that a bunch of fucking bullshit or what?"
You gotta love those relatives.
And I was like, "I love you." Her favorite word seems to be the F word, mm-hmm. And I loved it the whole time.
I have a question. Were there either of those up in caskets?
Yes.
Was yours? Yeah.
And my mom, like, literally had a meltdown when they closed it.
How do you feel about that?
I think funerals are stupid and expensive, and I think they're not necessary.
Well, it's an interesting question, because I think we might have talked about it on one show, but I was listening to NPR, and this really interesting story about how there's a lot of places where people are taking the funerals into their own hands in the whole burial and cremation, where, like, this woman... It was her ex-husband, but he ended up like having some problems.
And right.
She ended up kind of taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
When he passed, she basically had him in her living room for like a week so that then she could spend a week kind of coming to terms with it. People would come by. They would drink Jack Daniels because it was his favorite. And it was just kind of like a normal.
Okay. I don't know about all that.
It was a very. So they didn't have to pay for any of the
viewing and all that.
The
shit.
Funeral home stuff or the mm-hmm. stuff, and that wasn't what he was into. And then they basically, I guess I don't know, paid or got someone from the funeral home to take the casket from her house directly to the place, the crematorium.
Oh, he was in the casket or in yes. the thing.
In
oh,
the like
I thought he was just like chilling on the couch or something.
No,
and
but
I'm
was,
like,
but
oh.
it was
like he's like this with his arms around the couch, and people
was,
like took pictures of him.
Right,
like, you know?
But it was like a casket that was a very simple, made from wood that was not, you know, it wasn't very expensive.
Right,
and you know, it was very interesting. But yeah, I would say that funerals are definitely for the living and coming to terms.
It really is. I personally. Unless it's like some crazy I was murdered kind of thing, like some weird situation of how I died, I would like to be cremated.
But I don't understand why if you're murdered, why would you want people to see that you're like all hacked
no,
up?
I think
No. Eventually I like want to be cremated. But
oh,
it's
okay.
One of those things that if it's a suspicious death, then I don't want to be immediately cremated because
oh, okay.
my body's evidence. But
what's it matter? You're dead.
Did I ever?
No.
It gives you right to either come haunt them or leave them alone. Is that what it is?
I guess.
Okay. Did I ever tell you about my grandma? Are you down? I'm sorry.
No.
Go ahead. There's like two perfect segues. Continue, please.
Jesus. No, I was just saying I want to be cremated, and I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things. Right now, I'm not a person who likes to take up a lot of space, period, with my fat ass.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I may take up a lot of space, but I don't like it.
Oh, my God. I won $22.4 million from a lady named Chung Lee. Sorry. I got an email.
I get those emails from Britain all the time.
Continue.
So, no, I just don't know. I don't want to take up that much space.
I don't want to hear you.
Well, I just don't. I mean, I don't know. Like, and I don't want to be spread anywhere. I don't want to be like, oh, let's throw my ashes in the wind.
Oh, because I would totally be spread somewhere. Why is it disgusting?
You're going to go into
Have you ever seen what ashes look like?
Yeah. My dad was cremated. It's just ashes and bones.
You're going to the hot tub of Steamworks. I want you to clog. We're going to use your ashes to clog the jets at the hot tub at Steamworks.
Oh, that's gross. No. I better not be there.
Ew.
I told my mom while I was there. She, you know, I was like, I want to be cremated. I don't want to look like this forever. I don't want to be drained and then put chemicals into my body that go into the ground. And
you know, have I ever told you why my mom wants to be cremated? Two reasons. One, she doesn't want it to be one of those things where like there's a natural disaster where the ground opens up and then her casket and her body starts floating down downtown.
Like she's in New Orleans.
Yes. Well, but she's in Indiana. I don't know. The second is she does not want someone to dig her up, steal her body, and clone her. And she doesn't want to come back as like some kind of zombie or reanimated.
But doesn't she realize if she's cloned, it doesn't mean that like memories and she stuff doesn't. Go?
You don't know that. You don't know.
A human has not been cloned.
You don't know. Have you ever seen, is it Godspell? Or not Godspell. Godsend? Godsend? Oh. That one where they hit their kid who died at like age 9 or something and they pretty much knew everything to expect up until age 9 and then didn't know.
He went fucking crazy.
Like, it was weird. It's a good movie, but I think it's what it's called, Godsend. Is that
maybe.
Right?
Maybe. Yeah.
I really liked it.
So she wants to be creamy.
Yeah. I really like. If I could be cloned and I could have the same memories that I had, that'd be fucking awesome. But I guess you can't really do anything about that when
not
until
there's
cremated.
Like a memory bank.
I think our listeners should let us know what
they feel.
What's your opinion? I mean, it's one of those topics that everyone has an opinion on almost.
I want to know their opinion.
Do you think more non-religious people choose cremation and more religious people choose burial?
Do the burial and funeral?
I think it maybe depends on your religion.
I think it's a little bit
due
more
to the religious
traditional rites.
But I think you can still, a religious person can still have all of the ceremonial aspects.
But you can't, cremation. According to the Bible, you cannot be cremated because that's destroying your temple that God gave you.
I don't know if that's a Christian.
I'm not using it.
that's why the Jewish faith, you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you have tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
But
what if you cut it off before you go in there?
I don't know. I also think.
Or what if you had a tattoo and your arm got cut off? That was part of the accident.
And your fingers got replaced with a painted girl's nail.
That was so good.
But then I think we also should ask the
on
listeners.
The next show.
Yeah, on the next show. The listeners should also tell us where they think we should spread Ricky's ashes.
Yeah. So you have to answer two parts. One, what's your opinion, cremation or burial? And two, where's Ricky's ashes going to be spread?
That should be interesting.
I'm sure Melinda would be like, oh, he's going to go on my pot farm and kind of.
That'd be awesome. And then you could
this
all like
Ricky's
smoke
blend.
Me.
This is Ricky's
yeah.
blend.
This is called the Ricky Tiki Tavi.
Ricky Tiki. Ricky Tiki Tiki Tiki.
So, yes, the funeral was over, of course, and I'm back in Chicago.
Yay.
And I go back to work tomorrow.
Yay.
And hopefully
life will
get back to normal because for the past month and a half, 2 months, I've been on fucking edge waiting for that phone call.
Yes. Well, speaking of that, I mean, your 10-day strep
throat. Oh, my God. I'm glad you reminded me of that. Oh, it's right here.
Yes.
So, you guys, all right, I got sick in Vegas.
Because of stress, I think. Swear.
stress. I really do think, and I think it was the start of that.
Spirit Airlines.
Oh, U.S. Airways was such a blessing. It was even more such a blessing that there was a hot fucking army guy sitting next to me. God, he was so hot.
Did you accidentally touch his thigh?
No, but we kept touching legs. I made sure we touched legs. And he had shorts on, too. So
did you use your elephantitis pose? Or your elephantitis seating stance? Seating position?
Like Waylon's doing now?
Yes, pretty much. I was sitting between you guys and Spirit Airlines. I'm like, oh my God, I can't feel my balls anymore.
Well, I was also doing that because I could stretch my knees because they hurt.
Oh,
sometimes.
It was so nice to put, I could put my legs all the way up like this and still be room
under
the seat.
Under the seat in front of you. Yeah, it was really hard to maneuver your feet underneath those chairs in Spirit.
And the only thing that sucked about US Airways on the way home, I got a window seat, which I was happy, but there was no window. It was like that thing like
between, it was like
the
when you're
wing
right between.
And that pissed me off.
So. Well, at least you were safe on the window.
Right, because statistics say if you're by the wing, you'll live. I don't know what statistic that is, but I've heard it.
No, they're saying that's the more stable part of the plane. And so if
it starts tumbling, you're going
to
live.
If it starts tumbling. So going back to your strep throat.
Yes, I had... Sick. All right, so Monday I got back and I stayed home from work. And I was really tired and I was sleepy. And I was like, fuck, what's wrong with me? Tuesday I wake up, my throat is like fucking killing me. I can't swallow. I can't.
And this is a big problem.
It sure is.
Bam!
Especially for my suburban friends.
Weekend in the suburbs.
Friends in the best.
So I went to work Tuesday. I went to work all week. And then on Friday, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I want to go to a walk-in clinic. So have we not recorded since then?
Mm-mm. No.
Damn.
Just like with the second one on the list, which I think was...
No, we have recorded. You were Thursday. We recorded. I was feeling a little better.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it.
But I didn't go to the doctor until the next day.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I go in. They give me the rapid strep test. He's like, you don't have strep. You can just go home. You probably have a lingering effect of a cold. Just take, you know, ibuprofen every 6 hours and it should go away. A week later, that shit has not gone away, and here I am in the doctor's office crying, because here I am trying to pinch off pinches of French croilers, the donuts. Is that how you say it? Croilers? Croilers? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
They're donuts.
Pitching out pieces of it and just going, like, trying to swallow it, because I was so fucking hungry. And the doctor that I saw, she was a pediatrician that was, like, 900 years old, and she was, like, looking at... And she looked at my throat and she's like, oh, it is the worst case ever. However Polish people say it. Anybody have a Polish accent here?
No.
Okay.
No.
And she was like, oh, that's so bad. So she gave me some medicine. And 4 hours later, after I took it, I started to feel better. It was awesome.
Good.
But I was sick.
You got the Z-Pak, right?
Yeah. I was really sick.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't swallow. In the morning, I was so afraid to swallow because it literally felt like I was taking a Brillo pad and just scraping it across the back of my throat.
Oh. On the next show.
So, wait, so what time are we at?
What happened?
Because the next one's actually fun, too. So, when we got back from Vegas, we went to... Dining Out for Equality, which was like an Illinois Equality ripoff of Dining Out for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that what you're talking about?
Unfortunately, Bradley had class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we sat down
Son
and I didn't feel my phone vibrate when he was on
and I was still sick.
No, okay, here's what happened was I was texting Waylon at like 8:30 or something, right, mm-hmm. when class let out, because normally I'm supposed to be done at like 10 to 9, but he lets us out early a lot, and so I texted him and I was walking out of the building and I didn't get a response, so I started walking towards the bus that I usually take, because if I take the bus that I normally take,
it's gonna take the train, you'll get shot.
Well, if I go that direction, I'll fucking die, get raped and then shot.
Wait,
in that order,
you'll die.
Yes.
Get raped and then shot.
Yeah, that's how they do.
So how do you die?
I don't know.
Big dick.
Wouldn't that be part? So shouldn't it be rape, die, then shot?
No.
No, because I don't. Yeah.
Die, rape, shot.
No, because I think he took the cock willingly.
Oh.
And it was like the
and
horse.
Then it, and so then it killed him. And so then they like, oh
well, I'm gonna finish this.
I'm gonna finish. Yeah.
Well, and then they do the for sure shot
right
in the head. No, so I texted him and I was like, hey, I was like, are you guys doing it? And they're like, blah, blah, because I was told it was like 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, if you guys are still there, I might as well just swing by. Maybe I'll have dessert or whatever. I don't know. I didn't get a response. I get on the bus and head home, and I literally am putting the keys in the door, and Waylon texts me back. He's like, oh my God, I didn't feel the vibration. Da, da, da. And he's like, when you texted us, we were just sitting down. And I was like,
no, seriously, it was loud in there, and we were tight. I'm sorry, I apologize.
We wouldn't be able. You wouldn't be able to sit there.
Don't apologize. It was fine.
You but still could have came.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wait, what time did you message him?
With all the
no, we were almost done
by
that
time. Oh. By that time, baloney.
Have you been in there yet?
We went in a couple nights ago. No, but what happened was
baloney.
Baloney.
Bologna.
No, you texted me. You're like, oh no, we're still here, blah blah. And I was like, well, should I come? And I'm and like 20 minutes later, oh no, we're getting ready to go. Da, da, da. And I'm like, I'll just see you when you get home.
Braunschweiger.
Whatever. I love that shit.
I hate that stuff. And so anyway, that was sad. You didn't get it there.
Yeah, whatever.
I walked there.
Next time.
Couldn't find the place. Was hotter than hell. Because
I couldn't find the place.
There's no signage.
There is no signage.
There is no signage.
But let me just tell you.
Oh, that's like Crew Central.
We were cruised the fuck out when mm-hmm. we were there. When we went by ourselves, it was the same thing.
I was cruised by all the people that are going to kill me.
Oh, no, we're talking about cruise. As in people that work there and the patrons wanted to fuck
us all. Yeah.
Oh, those people. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we've heard Mr. Ricky, bitch. We've heard him go off. We've heard his stories from the CTA. But never have I sat down at a table and seen someone so angry and so loud and smacking his hands on the table about his adventure on trying to get there. What happened, Ricky?
Oh. First of all, I was sick still.
He was not feeling well.
It's raining outside. No, it had to stop raining. My bus stop is like literally right outside my door.
Yes.
You walk 300 feet and
I know,
there.
You take plenty of pictures and people can see your
I've
apartment.
I've taken one. So I don't
Moving
know what
along.
That means.
No, I'm saying you've taken plenty of pictures where people can see it.
And that's what you just said. He's only taken one.
Whatever.
So I see the bus coming and I'm on the other side of the street and I'm waving the bus driver down and he sees me, looks directly at me, stops at the bus stop and I'm crossing the street. Someone's getting off the bus. And as soon as I get to the back of the bus, he starts pulling off. I'm like, motherfucker, no, you're not. So I take my umbrella and I'm like beating the side of the damn bus. Stop, you fucker, stop. Doesn't stop. So right down the road here, there's a red light and a bus stop, but the light was red. And I was like,
FYI, for people who don't know Chicago bus routes, there's like a stop on like every single block. It's
or
crazy.
Or close every other block, or
almost every
like
other
that.
Block. There's a lot of bus stops,
but they're speedy and it takes some.
But also, you have to think about population density. There's probably
no, I'm just
at
saying,
least.
But even though they're close, it takes some effort.
Oh yeah.
And big boy here.
So I see that the bus has stopped, and I was like, oh, fuck no. Oh, fuck no. I'm getting on that bus. So I start hauling ass up to the... Yeah, and I have my umbrella in one hand, and I have a fucking hat in my other hand for fucking...
I'm doing sound effects for you.
For Josh.
What is this, NPR?
So I run up there, I get up there, and just right as I'm at the tail end of the bus, he fucking pulls off the green, lights turn green. And I take my umbrella and I'm like, no, you, no, not, you know, I'm like running on the side. Fucking doesn't stop.
Mm-mm.
But,
girl.
But he got stuck. Well, not stuck, but traffic stopped him under the bridge that's like right next to my house. So I was like, I'm going to get that bus. Because, so I ran all the way to the bus. And that's probably, what do you think, from here to that bridge? Not the first one,
that's
the second one.
That's about a quarter
one.
Mile.
Yeah. So,
with your fat
and
ass.
I was in jeans and non-running shoes, and I was sick. I get up to the door, And he just is there. And I'm like, can I get on the bus? And he opens up the door. He's like, you do know this isn't a bus stop, right? And I was like,
no, you didn't.
I said, I know this is not a bus stop, but you pulled out the last two bus stops as I was approaching the bus. And then I start to walk. I said, do I need to go up to Fullerton and catch the bus? Because I'll run up there. I'm going to get on this bus. And he just looked at me. And then I started to walk off to Fullerton. And he was like, beep the horn and let me on. But then he had to be a smartass and was like, you know, I couldn't see you. And then, you know, and I was just like, dude, you saw me. You're just upset. You know, pretty much the bus driver was upset because I caught up to him. He didn't think he was going to have to look at me. So we went back and forth a little bit, and I was like, whatever, you know. So then he was like, oh, it's always the bus driver's fault. Always the bus driver's fault. It's never the people that ride it. It's people like you that make me hate my job. And I was like, which I wrote my letter to the Red Eye and to the CTA, which I have not gotten a response yet. I might have to do a follow-up.
Didn't you say that you also said something like, sir, I'm done talking to you. I'm right. Going to go sit down.
Right, yeah. And that's pretty much, he kept going and going. I'm like, I got on the bus. I'm good. I'm going to go sit down. But he was just mad because I caught up to him, and he did not want to let me on that bus. But just being a smart, okay, first of all, these people are overpaid. This asshole was overpaid for what he's doing because they get paid like $35 an hour or something to fucking drive the bus, which is cool. And I understand you have to deal with the public every fucking day, but don't be an asshole. Come on now.
He felt constipated because there's no bathroom stuff.
He was like, oh, I didn't hear you. Really? You didn't hear me? Because there's four fucking people on the bus is what I wanted to say. You didn't hear me banging on the side of the fucking bus. So,
whatever.
I was pissed. Oh. And then by the time I got to the restaurant.
Why is this called the Bernie Dance?
I wasn't done, but okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think they have anything to do with each other.
No, they don't. But they have a dance called the Bernie Dance. And it's basically like when I was up at Plan B.
Who's
with Rob.
They?
Rappers.
Okay.
The black
urban
people.
I was like, what, CTA the black drivers?
But I was up at Plan B with Rob, and they started playing this song called the Bernie Dance, or the Bernie or something. And it's basically, you know, Weekend at Bernie's, that movie. It's basically how he walks around is the fucking dance. It's retarded. It's
awesome.
So stupid.
Can you teach
and there's
me how
one
to
called
Bernie?
There's one called the Stank Leg. Have you ever heard of that one? It's called the Stank Leg.
Oh my god.
I'm like, okay.
Someone needs to do a video for us of the Stank Leg.
We can do it we can watch it online. It's
no,
everywhere.
I want a listener to show us.
Listeners.
So that's all I have to talk about. Oh, a shout out to all the Chicago marathon runners. Our friend Anna did it in like 5 hours and 10 minutes or something
Fuck
like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Anna. Good job.
I wouldn't be able to get past 1 minute.
No.
Yeah, no, I'd still be walking.
Right. I wonder if there's still people going.
No, they have a maximum 6.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
From the start.
I can imagine running for 6.5 hours.
Well, no, there's a lot of people who do walk. They do walk it, but you have...
Can you walk it in 6.5 hours? That's like 27 miles.
Yes, you have to like walk it every like 5 minutes. Every mile is like 20 minutes or something like that. Like you have to make sure that you're like keeping pace.
And you have to pay for that, right? You have to pay
you
for the marathon.
Raise money, but okay. Yes.
All right, so where are we at?
But yeah, I mean, that is sponsored by Bank of America. And I love this comment that you told us last night.
Somebody tweeted or put it on a Facebook. You know, because Bank of America is going to start charging $5 a month to use their ATM cards. Like if you use it as a debit card, which I'm going to have to switch banks.
You are.
Which I was going to go to Chase, but then they're charging $3. So that's really only saving me $20 a year. Whatever. But somebody had tweeted or put on Facebook, I heard that that Bank of America is going to charge you for $5 for every mile that you run in the marathon.
So funny.
That has to be like the worst thing. Because I've been reading things about it, and people are really upset because here we are. We gave these banks all this money to keep from going out of business, and then they're turning around and charging us for shit. I'm like, okay, that's kind of sucks. But $5 isn't a lot, but it's just... How much is the CEO of Bank of America getting paid?
Right, right.
How about you bring that down about $100 million, and then you can talk about charging people. You
right.
know? There's too many overpaid people.
Well, that's isn't that what the Wall Street thing is doing too? Like this, the whole the 1% versus the 99%. Yeah. Like this whole being overpaid crap.
Mm-hmm. It's stupid. Oh, Steve Jobs died. We'll talk about it next show.
Stevie,
Jesus died.
Oh,
our Apple Jesus died. All right, give us a call at 206-984-3685.
Can also wait.
This cord was cut.
What show, y'all?
Where can we text?
Actually, and those sounds is a very good segue into listen to our next show to see Ricky's reaction to Human Centipede 2. It was a little similar.
Oh my god. That was horrid. Text us where?
Text us at 863-666-0377.
You can also email us at jamesroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
We need to get need to get you an email address for the show if you want one, or if you want to use a different one that you already have.
Mm, we'll see.
Do you want to pimp out your bearded nun?
Yeah, bearded nun on Tumblr.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
And Twitter.
Follow us at Twitter at FoulMonkeys, WayWilly, and JamesLeroyFM.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
forget to check out our Tumblr page at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
And also check out our Facebook fanbook page.
Yes! High
five!
Yeah! Oh, we can do that.
We can, yeah. That's cool. We're in the club.
Also, I kind of want to ask people what... I know. I'm going to get the fan on over here in a minute.
Sorry, the beach is going to be loud.
I want to ask people what they think our picture should be on the new website of us three.
No.
Don't even ask. I'm not going to respond.
If anything,
if anything, we have to take a few.
And have people vote for them.
Yeah, people decide.
Okay. We need to work on that, seriously.
We do.
Because our website was supposed to come out in May.
We also have to get the designer / photographer to finish a project, like put the pictures out from the tea party.
Right.
Right.
He's busy, y'all.
Whatever.
We love you, Kevin.
Kevin.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
This is Waylon.
Bye.
Bye.